Amen. So with that spirit, recognizing that Jesus is mighty to save, let us all come to Him in prayer. Hallelujah, God. We bless Your name. We honor You tonight. We welcome You, Your mighty presence into our midst. Lord, Your ministry to every one of us. Thank You for this beautiful night. Thank You for drawing us together as Your church and giving us the great privilege to worship You, honor You, learn from You, Lord, and to walk with You. Thank You, O God. We bless Your name. This our praise, our worship, and prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat and welcome sa Word and Prayer. Ito po yung tuwing Miyerkules, meron tayong pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos at ang pananalangin natin ng sama-sama. Maganda pong pagkakataon ito para magkaroon tayo ng sharing, fellowship, at prayer time. And nagpapasalamat po kami sa lahat ng mga nanalangin, encourage sa amin sa panahon ng aming pagluluksa sapagkat nung Monday po ang aming butihing ina, minamahal na ina ay kinuha na ng Panginoon. 93 years old po siya. Nagkaroon siya ng COVID for 1 week at nalampasan niya yung COVID. Pagtagumpayan niyo po yan. Kaya lang nagpersist yung kanyang pneumonia at medyo nahirapan ang kanyang puso sa pag-cope dun sa paghinga. At last Sunday, mukhang nagkaroon siya ng stroke and kinalunisan ay pinaubaya na po namin sa Panginoon at siya po'y kinuha na ng Panginoon. So salamat po sa mga nagpray. Naramdam namin ang inyong pagmamalasakit, ang inyong pagnanalangin sa aming pamilya. Maraming salamat po. Lalo naming napatunayan na ang Diyos ay mabuti, ang Diyos ay tapat, kahit sa kabila ng minsan parang yung panalangin mo ay tinugon ba o hindi ng Panginoon. Of course, we want our mother to be healed and to stay alive. Gusto namin yun. No? Pero iba ang kalooban ng Panginoon at tanggap namin ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Ang nanay naman ay nabuhay ng 93 years ripe and full. And she's happy and blessed. At nagpapasalamat kami sa Panginoon sa biyaya ng Panginoon sa kanya. So we praise God. Alam namin, this is the ultimate healing. Ultimate healing na binigay ng Panginoon sa aming nanay. Ultimate meaning wala na siyang pain, wala na siyang sakit. Walang karamdaman, walang kabigatan at ngayon ay inaani na niya yung bunga at ang siguro reward ng tiwala niya sa Panginoon. At imagine nakita niya ang Panginoon face to face. At nakita na rin sila ng tatay namin, Tata Pidring at saka ng Kuya Juancho. Bukas po pala ay merong necrological service if you want to join. Hanapin niyo lang po sa FB yung Nanay Lole. Ayan. At mag-join kayo sa FB group, you can join us sa aming celebration of life of our beloved Nanay Lole. Ayan. Kasi talaga. Amen. Salamat po. Salamat po ng marami.
Yes. So, we praise God for we have our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, who is mighty to save us and to resurrect us. That is His promise, that he who believes in Him, no, though he dies, he will still live. And we will see Nanay Loleng in the resurrection morning.
Amen.
Right at the very embrace of our loving Creator and Savior Jesus. So, kamusta na po kayo? And we praise God, kaunting linggo na lang ay anniversary celebration na natin. So, praise the Lord. At makisalo po kayo, makisama sa ating daily prayer. Yan po, naka-post naman po every day ang ating daily prayer bulletin. So, para pag iniisip ninyo, paano ba ako makakasalong buhay sa church? Ayun, napakalaking bagay po kayo ay maka-journey in prayer and fasting. So, nasa prayer and fasting po tayo hanggang October 31. And as we skip a meal a day or two meals a day, meron kasi sa mga kababaihan eh, dalawang meals daw eh. Wow. Kasi tanghalian na nung gigising. Anyway, so we praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to come together in prayer and fasting. So happy anniversary, Crossroad Church. At speaking of church, ayan, mm-hmm. So meron tayong icebreaker ngayong gabi na ito. Ayan, medyo babalik tayo sa maraming panahon atras. Nung bata po tayo, nung bata ka pa, when you hear the word church, ano yung una mong naiisip o una mong nararamdaman? Ayan. Yes. Bata pa, ha? Ayan. So, parang siguro to specify na una mong narinig yung word na church, ano yung naramdaman mo at naisip mo patungkol dito?
Yeah. Kaya natin natanong yan kasi marami tayong mga concepts and misconcepts about the church, no? Meron tayong mga ideya tungkol sa church na tama at meron ding mali. Kaya pag-uusapan natin ngayon, what the church is not and what the church is. No? What the church is not and what the church is. Yan. Yun po ang pag-uusapan natin. Okay? Limang bagay po ang ating tatalakayin tungkol sa tanong na yan. Ang una ay ganito, the church is not a building. The church is not a building. It is a body. No? Ang church po ay hindi lugar. Wala pong address. Ang church ay hindi building, no? Hindi po siya gusali, kundi ang church is a body, no? Anong ibig sabihin ng body? Ito po ay body of believers, no? Kasi yung pong word na church sa original Greek word ay ekklesia, ekklesia. Ang ibig pong sabihin nito, it's an assembly of called out ones, no? Isang pagtitipon ng mga taong tinawag, ano, hinango mula sa kadiliman patungo sa liwanag. Nung panahon po ng mga Roman era, no, bawat barangay nung panahon nila, meron talagang tinatawag na church. Para siyang council at the same time at para siyang grupo ng mga tao doon na may concern sa community. So, ginagamit na talaga yung salitang ekklesia no bago ba tumating si Jesus Christ. Pero ang sabi niya, I will build my church. No? So meron ng mga church nung panahon na yon sa bawat barangay, pero sabi ni Jesus, I will build my church. Ibig sabihin, kanya. Kanya itong, ang identity nito ay naka-anchor sa kanya. Sapagkat ito yung mga tinawag niya. Yan po yon. Now, meron daw dalawang klase ng church sa Bible, isang universal church at isang local church, no? Yung universal church, ito po yung ano yun eh, buong body of Christ sa buong mundo. Kahit ano ang denomination mo, kahit ano ang pangalan ng church, no? Ang mahalaga si Jesus Christ ang sentro. Bahagi ka noon. Sabi nga sa 1 Corinthians 12:13, for we are all baptized by one spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. We are all given the one spirit to drink. No? So kahit ang mga denomination na kasama po natin, ba, kahit Protestante, Methodista, Pentecostal,
Anglican,
no, Presbyterian, yan mga kapatid po natin yan. So bahagi ng isang malawak at malaking church, no? Mga charismatics, no, mga kasama po natin yan. Okay. Pero meron ding tinatawag na local church. Ito naman yung mga church sa kanya-kanya mga lokalidad. Kagaya ng mga sinulatan nila Pablo, alibawa itong Galacia, no? Sabi dito sa Galatians 1 and 1 and 2, Paul, an apostle sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, no? Sinusulatan naman niya po yung particular na church sa Galacia, no? Ang Crossroad po ay isang lokal na church. Pagtitipon po ng mga mananampalataya sa May Kawayan, Marilao, Valenzuela area at sa mga Karatig bayan pa na magkakatabi. No? So, nagkakasama-sama tayo. That's a local church. Okay? Kaya salamat sa Panginoon dahil bagamat member tayo ng malaking church sa buong mundo, we belong to a smaller local church wherein we feel that we belong, we can identify ourselves, and we can grow together.
No?
Kaya po, hindi po building ang church, ha? Blessing na lang po kasi may building tayo. Praise God. Pero we are the church.
So we are a church and we are meant to grow. That's why we are a body. Ang building hindi na nag-grow. Pero yung body, buhay, dynamic, and we are meant to grow. Mm-hmm. Kaya number two, the church is not a tradition. It is an association. Mm-hmm. Yan. So nakita ko kanina sa mga sagot ninyo, mayroon nagpupunta sa church kapag simbang gabi lang, no? lalo na, sabi doon, kailangan kompletuhin mo yung 16 nights na magsimba para daw sagutin ang iyong mga dalangin. Pero this is not a ritual, not a tradition to attend to or to comply with. But the church is an association. It's a living organism. It is founded on relationship. So makita natin dito na hindi lang siya yung pupuntahan mo dahil natatakot ka, baka may sumpa pag di ka pumunta, o kaya kailangan mong i-observe kasi sinabi sa'yo ng mga matatanda, o kailangan mong puntahan kasi mayroong ganitong event. Kung hindi, ito ay isang pagsasalong buhay, pagsasama-sama ng mga buhay na minahal ng Diyos. Mm-hmm. Kaya sabi po ni Paul sa Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 19, ito ang kanyang message sa Ephesian church. Sabi niya, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Mm-hmm. So in the church, we experience the fullness of the Lord, His great love, His redemptive plan for all of us. At hindi natin ito kayang abutin, no, for a lifetime. At lalo tigit, kung i-observe mo lang siya on a traditional basis, you need to associate your life, yourself, and you also welcome others. And ang sabi dito ni Paul, ang church, together with the holy people, with Christ as the head, talagang we grow together in the love of Jesus.
Wow. Praise God. So, hindi siya tradition, ano? Hindi siya yung nakaugalian lang kasi. Kaya, para bang ano, parang yung, alam mo, every Sunday, kailangan pumunta ka ng church. Mm-hmm. No? Kaya, parang hindi ka mapakali pagka walang church pag Sunday kasi nakaugalian na. Sana hindi lang nakaugalian, kundi dahil meron talagang purpose kung bakit nagpupunta ng church. And that is associating with the fellow believers and worshiping God, first and foremost. Okay? So, number three naman, the church is not a self-help program. No? It is an organization. So, hindi naman po ito yung pang-sarili lang. No? Hindi lang ito yung pang-sarili. Ito'y kumbaga, ano ang maitutulong din natin, eh, no? Kasi we are part of an organization. So, hindi ito self-help, hindi ito self-centered, hindi ito pang sarili lang. No? Naalala ko yung merong isang babae na lumapit dun sa pastor. Sabi dun sa pastor, "Pastor, iha? Eh kasi po, namatay po yung aking pusa eh. Pwede po bang ipag-pray po ninyo at bago ilibing, magkaroon ng funeral service?" Sabi niya, "Ay naku," sabi niya, "ganun, eh, hindi tayo nagagaganyan, ganun eh. Hindi tayo naglilibing ng pusa't pinagpe-pray pa yan. Nahihanap ka na lang ng iba. So, ang ginawa ng babae, umanap ng iba. So, makatapos nung dumating ng hapon, nakita uli sila. Sabi niya, o ano nangyari? Nakakita ka ba ng ano? Eh, yun nga po pa, sorry. Pumunta ako doon sa isang religion. Ayaw nilang ilibing. Pumunta ako sa saksi ni Hoba. Ayaw pray. Pumunta ako sa ano? Sa Mormon. Ayaw ipag-pray. Ganyan. Sayang pa naman. At ako pa naman magbibigay sana ng 5,000 pesos doon sa maglilibing sa pusa ko. Biglang sabi ni Pastor, ay, ba't hindi mo naman sinabing born again pala yung pusa mo? Halika't ilibing na natin at ipag-pray. So, ano lang po, parang minsan, no, yung commitment, yung conviction, no, ay nababali because of, you know, anong mapapala mo, anong makukuha mo. That's not good, no? In the same way, ganito rin sa church, no? We're not there, no, para lang tumanggap. Hindi lang tayo nandun para lang mabless, no? We're there kasi we are part of the greater body of Christ and the Lord is expecting us to contribute. Kasi organization po ito. Sabi nga dito sa Acts 11, 22 to 26, no? Sabi dito, news of this reached the church in Jerusalem and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people, and the disciples were called Christians, the first at Antioch. So yun po, nakita natin dito na it is a web or network of relationship, no, inside the church, contributing and helping one another and encouraging one another. No, hindi po ito yung normal na pupunta ako ng church, bakit? Para basbasan ako. Pupunta ako ng church, bakit? Para maka-receive ako. No? Pupunta ako ng church, bakit? Marami na akong kasalanan para naman mahugasan ang kasalanan ko. So, magaganda yung desire natin, no, to really allow God to minister to us. Pero tingnan natin yung kabilang side, no, that we are here to be a source of encouragement, a source of inspiration for others, to help others, no, kasi nga we are a living organism, no, we are part one another, and kung hindi magpa-function yung isang part, medyo mapipilay. Parang katawan natin, kung masakit yung paa, mahirap lumakad, di ba? Kung masakit ang ngipin, mahirap kumain. No, so dapat umalalay tayo sa pinakamahinang bahagi ng katawan para yung katawan ng Panginoon makapag-function normally, no, at maging blessing sa marami.
Yes. And when we say organization, just like the Acts Church, they recognized that the Antioch Church was really a church with leaders, no? Barnabas, the apostles, and then Barnabas brought Saul to Paul in that place, and they encouraged, primarily Barnabas encouraged Paul to continue on in his faith. So makita natin sa loob ng church, mayroon talagang mga leaders, mm-hmm. mayroong apostles, mayroon talagang pastors, no, na talagang sabi doon yung Antioch hanggang sa dumating yung pagkakataon na they were the ones, the church, the council, they were the ones who sent Barnabas and Paul to the mission field. So this is not a self-help program na parang when we feel na adequate na yung training natin, o when we feel na meron na akong alam, o pagka nakita na natin yung mga trainings natin, nakuha na natin sa mga online classes, parang we feel na equipped na tayo, and then we do our own thing without the blessing of our pastor, without the sending off of our pastor, nagiging self-help program yung church. Parang you do things for the sake of the church, but you don't submit, no, to the process of the organization. So, the church is an organization. Kailangan natin ng system, ng strategy, kailangan natin ng order, kailangan natin ng authority, and we need to submit and to surrender to the process so that we could be a church that really is organized and giving glory to the Lord. So imagine na lang natin yung church kung self-help program tayo lahat. We base our doings based on our own understanding and our own ambition and predicaments. So talaga kanya-kanya po tayo. Pero because the church is an organization, now the Lord in His love, in His redemptive purpose, pinag-isa niya tayo. And He gave us delegated authorities, no, so that we can be guided accordingly and function in accordance to the purpose of God.
Yeah. Oh.
So number four, the church is not an entertainment center. It is a house of prayer. Yan. So medyo ngayong mga panahon na ito, parang medyo nakaka-tempt, no, lumipat ng mga churches online kasi talagang naghahanap tayo ng pleasing to the eye and soothing to the ears like music. Para bang sa tingin mo, music lang sapat na sa'yo. Or sometimes kapag ka naman sa preaching, you tend to pick the topics na parang ito yung gusto ko, ito yung kailangan ko. Eh ngayon, di ba, nasa series tayo, halimbawa ng Book of John. Talagang susundan natin siya by chapter. And sometimes, nagiging picky tayo na, or kaya parang hindi tayo nabusog, hindi tayo nasiyahan. So we tend to compare, we tend to look for other means to satisfy us and to feed us. Why? Kasi nga, may entertainment factor tayong hinahanap. Pero you know what? The church is not an entertainment center na doon natin pupuntahan yung hahanapin yung mga nakaka-please sa atin. Kung hindi, meron tayong calling and that is to become a house of prayer. Not to entertain people but to wage war in winning souls and advancing God's kingdom. So even in music, even in the praise and worship, even in our life groups, small groups like this, sa atin pong corporate meeting, we have a thought in mind that we're not entertaining people here. We're equipping people to be strong, to be established in the faith, so that meron tayong purpose na tutup din at tatapusin. Yun ay ang pag-abot sa maraming nawawalang kaluluwa at pagbalik sa kanila sa Panginoon. At sabi doon, i-advance ang kanyang kaharian. So sabi sa Isaiah 56 verse 7, nabasa natin to nung nakaraan nating reading. Sabi niya, "These I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." So, isa po sa pangarap ng church ay magkaroon po tayo ng prayer house or parang retreat house na where we can spend not only a day but 3 days, a week, so that we can have a moment with longer moments, no, spending with the Lord. So ito yung essence ng ating pagsasama-sama bilang church. Mm-hmm. We don't entertain people. We don't show off our talents. In our talent, we give the purpose of the Lord. We release the purpose of the Lord. And what is that? When we move in the dance, when we sing every word of God's word, grabe, nagwe-wage tayo ng warfare against Satan, claiming souls from hell to heaven. So when you see the vision of a church, grabe po talaga yung kapangyarihan na ito. Kaya sabi po ni Jesus in Mark chapter 11 verse 17, and He was teaching them and saying to them, Is it not written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers."
Mm-hmm.
So kanina pinag-uusapan natin kapag naalala niyo ang church, bibili ng sumang, bibili ng apa, bibili ng Yakult. Why? Kasi ang dami talaga nagtitinda. It became at becomes a really a marketplace. Pero ngayon, wala naman na nagtitinda. Wala naman na tayo nabibili. Pero yung puso natin as a church, as a temple of the Lord, marami tayong kuyagot na mm-hmm. we forget, no, the real essence of the church. Sabi po ni C.S. Lewis, the perfect church service would be the one we were almost unaware of. Our attention would have been on God,
mm-hmm.
but every novelty prevents this. It fixes our attention on the service itself. And thinking about worship is a different thing than worshiping. This mad idolatry that makes the service greater than the God. So, pagka nagbukas na po ang ating worship, pag nagbukas na yung worded prayer, pag nagbukas na yung Alab Fridays, pag nagbukas na yung bawat live group online, ng Sunday school, anong hinahanap ninyo? Do we tend to look at the people, how they dress up, how they speak? Do we tend to look at the setup? Kagaya po namin, may backdrop kami. So, but ang challenge po namin, if we really are the church, we don't look at the external, though kailangan po natin yan, no? Pero ang higit sa lahat, do not miss the essence of the church, and that is the visitation of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit upon us. Church is not a stage where we could display our talents, show off. Church is a platform to reveal the glory of the Lord in wow. every way.
Amen. Well said, no? So, hindi ginagamit yung church na platform for showmanship, but for worship.
Amen.
Oh, kasi uso ngayon yung ano eh, yung, alam niyo, mga celebrity pastors na mga naka-jeans, sneakers, no? Tapos very tight yung shirt na pinapakita yung kanyang abs.
Meron bang ganun? Napanood nga yan.
No? Tapos, meron din na mga praise team na ano, grabe, lahat na lang ay ginagawa nila para maging innovative and novel yung kanilang pagtugtog. Meron pa nga ako nakita, yung drummer eh, umiikot yung platform niya na parang Ferris wheel, parang ganun, umiikot.
Wow.
Kaya lang, mga tao parang lagi nang hinahanap, ano yung bago? Tapos pag wala nang bago, wala nang hype, wala nang adrenaline rush, tatama rin na mag-church. So hindi po tayo nagpumunta ng church para ma-impress at para ma-entertain, no? We are there primarily to worship the Lord and to fellowship one with another. Yun po yun, mga kapatid, no? Hindi itong binanggit si C.S. Lewis, ano? Praise God. So number 5 po tayo. The church is not a hospital nor a hotel, not even an online shop, no? Siguro ang punto dito ay hindi siya ospital na pagka may sakit ka tsaka ka mo lang maaalala na kailangan pumunta kasi kailangan magpa-check up kasi may sakit ka na. O kaya eh, hotel na gusto mong puntahan para lang mag-relax kasi malambot ang upuan, malakas ang aircon, masarap umupo, masarap makinig, masarap matulog pag magpipreach na si pastor. O kaya even an online shop, siguro dahil maraming mga binibenta sa church, ano? Kaya nagiging ganun. So hindi po ito yung bang pagkakailangan mo lang tsaka mo pupuntahan?
Or parang hahanapin mo. Parang, di ba, when we go shopping, lalakad ka sa mga ano lang naman, sa mga tiyangge. Susundan ka ng mga sales lady. Sabi niya, ate, anong hanap mo? Tapos, isa tinanong ako, ate, anong hanap? Sumagot ako, kapayapaan. Nagulat siya. So, minsan pupunta tayo sa church dahil meron talaga tayong hinahanap, right? Tapos pagpunta mo dun sa crossroad, wala na yung hinahanap mo. So, hindi mo natatapusin yung service or kaya hindi ka na mag-journey.
Ano, hinahanap niya yung crush niya at wala ron.
Yeah, parang kaya halimbawa, yun, naiinip. Kasi nga, the church is not a, yun nga, not a hotel eh, di ba? You use all the amenities for luxuries, for pleasure, something like that, for selfie and groupie picture. Pero you don't care to clean a mess. Di ka na magpapalit ng bedsheet. Kahit ilang beses mong palitan ng towel mo, pwede. Di ka maglilinis ng toilet kasi isang pindot lang meron na pupunta para maglinis ng toilet. So, you don't clean your mess. You don't fix your mistakes or anything because you tend to look at the church as a hotel. Pag ayaw mo na, ayaw mo na. Mm-hmm. And in fact, no, kapag we view the church as a hotel, you serve as a tourist, hindi ka resident, no? Talagang wala lang, alam mo wala kang commitment doon. Andun ka lang for a time being. Pag ayaw mo na, hindi ka na na-please, and then goodbye. So, nakakalungkot po yan when we tend to look at the church as a hotel or a hospital or an online shop.
Oh, a better concept siguro when we talk about that is makikita natin dito sa 1 Thessalonians 3:12-14. 12 to 4, 12, no? Kasi makikita natin dito yung ano ba talaga yung church at ano makikita natin dito. Sabi sa verse 12, "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you." So there is love, no? There is caring for one another, overflowing concern. 13, "May He strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God and the Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones." So merong goal, ano, and that is holiness, no? Maging blameless and holy in the presence of God. Yung sinasabi mo nga kangina na sa hotel, eh, kahit iwanan mo lang, di ba? May magliligpit na iba. Pero sa church, hindi, mga kapatid. Tayo po ang mag-aayos. No? And then the verse 1 ng chapter 4, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. You know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is God's will that you should be holy, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God, and that in this manner no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit." Okay? So, nakita natin dito yung instruction, no? Na merong ayusan ng buhay, mga kapatid. Yung dating religion na mga pinanggalingan natin, ano? Ang madalas doon ay pupunta ka lang sa church, wala kang kilala, kung may kakilala ka man, ang batian nyo ay hi, hello, or peace be with you. No. Pero yung engagement at yung malalim na
accountability
ay wala. Kasi nga, ano lang eh, parang it's a tradition, it's a ritual that we go to. But the real church, no, yung totoong church na gusto ng Panginoon, ay meron itong purpose for holiness and sanctification. Kasi nga, ang church nga ay mga tinawag galing mundo eh. Di ba? Galing mundo po tayo. Hinango tayo sa mundo. Dinala tayo sa pamilya ng Panginoon. At kaya tayo dinala dito sa pamilya ng Panginoon kasi maraming dapat pong ayusin sa atin. Mga maling ugali, sabi nga ni Apostle Pablo dito ay immorality, rampant, no, sa mga taong hindi nakakilala sa Panginoon, at hindi po maganda ang nangyayari. Kaya ang church po is parang this is God's way of helping us become more like Jesus. Okay? Sabi sa verse 9, "Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do more and more. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, so that you will not be dependent on anybody." So yung bukod sa purity, the love and concern for one another, no? Kaya po sa church talagang wala kayo makikitang perfectong church eh. Oo, kasi minsan, kasi pupunta ka ng church, akala mo masaya sa church. Pero pag, siyempre, pag may leader ka, may mga blind spots ka, hindi mo nakikita yan, kukol niya yung attention mo. Minsan, na-offend tayo, na iinis tayo, kasi nga na-i-correct tayo. At maraming mga tao nag-aalisan ng church na o-offend kasi nga may mga corrections na ginagawa. Pero bahagi ng buhay yan, mga kapatid. Sabi nga ni Billy Graham, if you find a perfect church, don't join it. You'd spoil it. No? There is no such thing as a perfect church. No? Wala rin perfect na pastor. At wala rin mga perfect na mga leaders. No? At kahit saan ka pumunta na church, eh talagang may makikita kang mga dapat i-improve at maraming mga kulang. No? So, in short, ang church ay hindi ospital, hindi siya hotel, hindi siya even an online shop, but it is a home.
Wow.
Ah, kapatid, ito yung isang tahanan. At sa tahanan, in contrast with the hotel, ano, nagtutulungan po tayo dito. Nag-aagapayanan tayo, no? Nagmamalasakit tayo sa isa't isa. Naglilinis po tayong sama-sama sa bahay. So, hindi isa lang ang nagtatrabaho, lahat ay may bahagi, no? At bilang tahanan, ang isang maganda sa tahanan, ay this will attract people na pag pumunta sila ng church, they feel at home.
Yeah.
Yun eh. Yung bang pag first time nilang, actually marami nagpapatotoo sa Crossworld na ganyan eh. Pag pumunta sila ng church, parang feeling nila at home sila kasi pagbungad pa lang doon sa may pinto, may mga magaganda ng lalaki at babae na nakangiti, na sumasalubong sa kanila at sila'y kinukumusta, sila'y binabati, ano, at pinapaupo sa pinakamagandang pwesto sa church. Yan ang ating mga ushers and mga greeters, no? At pagkatapos po ng service, talagang pinapakain pa. Kaya talagang at home ang mga tao. Pero umpisa pa lang po yan, ano? Umpisa pa lang yan. Ang maganda po dyan, yung talagang maramdaman nila that they are at home because somebody cares for them. Even after umatay na sila ng dalawang beses, tatlong beses, no? Kasi meron silang isang small group na nag-aalaga po sa kanila. May our church be a home for the homeless. May our church be truly a home, especially doon sa mga first time na umaatin. Sabi nga ni Pastor Paul Jayachandran, people come to church for one reason, no? And that is preaching. Yung balita nila, magaling yung preacher, magaling yung mga messages, no? So they go to church for the first time, no? But people stay in the church for another reason. At alam nyo kung ano yung reason na yan? They feel that the church is a family. They feel they belong and they begin to have friends in the church. At kapag ka ganun nararamdaman nila na meron silang pamilya sa church, meron silang mga kaibigan sa church, they stay. And they stay for life. So, panalangin natin sa Panginoon na talagang Crossworld ay maging isang family-friendly church.
Tandaan po natin, ang simbahan ay hindi tindahan, kundi tahanan. Amen? And every one of us is part of this family. And in the family, there is love. But the love that is founded on Christ, true love, no? True love heals, true love really builds and strengthens one another. So sabi nga ni Jesus sa Matthew chapter 12 verses 48 to 50, sabi nga doon, he replied to him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So it is not just about belonging to a church, being baptized in that church, but what is most important is I belong to the church because in that place, I am able to do the will of God. So kung nasa church po kayo, nandito po kayo sa Cross World, and you feel belonged, you have a family here, ang hahanapin po natin in each day of our journey, is the church helping me to do the will of God? Is the church helping me to be formed into Christ likeness? And then if it is so, then you belong here. You have a home here. Amen? So, sana makita po natin na here in the church as a family, we eat together, no? We pray together, we worship together, and most especially, no, pinaghahandaan po natin yung eternity natin together. Ayan, so.
Sabi nga dito sa ano, Acts 2. 42 to 47, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. No? Ang ganda po nung nagsasama-sama yung magkakapatid. Hindi naman po ibig sabihin nito, dapat perfect kayo bago kayo mag-member ng church. No? Ang church po ay kinabibilangan ng mga taong broken, ng mga taong may mga kahinaan. Kaya nga dito, kaya naging maganda ang samahan po nila. No, yung mga may nangangailangan, tinutulungan. No, yung may mga issue sa buhay, no, inaagapayanan. Yun yung ganda dito sa Acts 2:42 to 47. No? Kaya marami nagsasabi, mga member daw ng church, mga ipokrito, ay ano, hindi po totoo yun, mga kapatid. Sa totoo lang, eh, marami pong mga kahinaan ang mga miyembro ng church. Pero ang maganda doon, nagtutulungan para ma-overcome yung mga kahinaan.
Yes. So there's this dynamic of receiving and giving and the learning, no, and adjusting, you know, to be formed into the purpose of God. So, yon sana sa church, kagaya ng Acts disciples, no? Acts church, grabe po, they have this sense of awe and wonder. Like yung pinapanalangin na when I do the life group, when I do the mentoring, when I do counseling, no, in every calling of the Lord for my life and through my life, like kung pinapanalangin, Lord, this is your church, and come into this meeting and let there be awe and wonder. Because we cannot manufacture awe and wonder. It is only being manifested when God dwells in it. And that's the wonder of the church. Mm-hmm. Yon. So, how important it is, no, to make the church your home. Gaano ba talaga kahalaga? So, ngayon, focus tayo. So, sige. Ayan, ang church para sa akin ay home, tahanan. Ano ang kagandahan nito, anong significance, anong importance? Dalawang bagay. Una, we become one with Christ in His body and purpose. Akalain mo yun? Walang lugar, walang institusyon, walang experience dito sa mundo na mapapalapit ka sa Panginoon at magagawa mo ang iyong layunin maliban na ikaw ay kapisan, kabila sa isang simbahan. Hindi ng building, hindi ng hotel, kung hindi sa tahanan ng Diyos na siya ang Ama, siya ang tagapanguna, siya ang lahat-lahat sa atin. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 13, just as the body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Mm-hmm. So this is yung awe and wonder na the church looks like a body, no? Na talagang with different parts, pero hindi pa pwedeng sabihin ng mata na hindi importante yung sikmura, no? Kasi pagkakubalam na yung sikmura mo, hinahanap na ng mata mo yung masarap na pagkain. So everybody, every one of us is important. At akalain mo yun. When you belong to a church, when you belong to a family of Christ, makikita mo ang ganda ng Panginoon at magagawa mo yung kanyang layunin. And yeah. In Ephesians
1:22-23, and God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. So this reminds us na hindi lang tayo body, mga kapatid. Meron pong ulo. At ang ulo ay walang iba kundi ang Panginoong Jesus.
Yes.
Kasi kung makakalimutan natin yun, kung tayo ay nagsasama-sama lang for the sake na tayo magsama-sama, tapos wala tayong connection sa head, para tayong mga manok na pinutulan ng ulo, tumatakbo pa rin pero walang direksyon. No? So napakahalaga po na we recognize the Lordship and the Headship of Jesus Christ.
And what's the other importance ng pagiging kaisipan natin na tayo ay nasa home? At ito po ay sinasabi, we get to use our unique gifts to participate in a masterpiece.
Wow.
Yun. So when we talk about masterpiece, grabe no, kita natin yung work ni Michelangelo. pagkatiyan mo sa music, wow. Hearing the opera composition of Beethoven. No, we see, alam natin yung masterpiece. It's really... wow, grand. It's amazing. And yun, when we belong to a church, when we become part of the family of God, yung magkakaroon tayo ng bahagi at yung bahagi natin bubuo sa isang masterpiece ng Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that masterpiece of God? No, His redemption, His restoration, His deliverance for all the world. So, grabe yun, maging bahagi ka ng isang dakila. Hindi lang dakila eh. Talagang, grabe. Heavenly work of God. Kaya paalala po sa atin, no? We do not compete, we do not compare with each other. When we are a family, when we are in a home, hindi pa pwedeng sabihin ni kuya na naiingit ako kay Biko o si Bunso, naiinis ako kay ate. Hindi pa pwede. Ang kuya, Diko, ate at Bunso ay may iba-ibang katangian na siyang bubuo ng isang magandang pamilya. Kaya in 1 Corinthians chapter 12:7-11, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. And to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each one just as He determines. So, kanina may body, tayo yon, bahagi ng katawan, si Jesus yung head. And yung the power of the Holy Spirit, siya po ang nag-distribute ng gifts natin. Siya ang nag-design sa atin. At kung saan tayo lalapat at kung saan natin higit matagumpay at mapagkumbabang loob na magagawa ang ating mga handog. Kaya ang mahalaga, alam natin kanino galing to. Hindi sa akin. Bigay lang to.
Oh, number two ay to edify one another, no? Para mapatibay mo yung mga kapwa mo kapatid. So use your gift, ano man yan. And then pangatlo, to evangelize others. So tatlong iyan. Exalt, edify, and
evangelize
other people, no?
Wow.
For His glory. At kapag ginamit natin yung mga kaloob natin, no, lalo parang tayo nag-exercise, no? Nagiging malakas yung ating pananampalataya at nagkakaroon talaga tayo ng sense of belongingness.
Amen.
Because we know we are part of the body in building His, the body of Christ.
So, yun, Crossroad Church, I hope, we hope, Pastor Alan, I hope that we are all learning and we are not just learning, we are exalting Christ. Kami po yung nag-speak, kayo po yung nag-listen ngayon. Pero lahat po tayo nag-a-apply. Ito po yung gift natin ng mula sa Panginoon. And then we do it in the corporate world, in a corporate sabi natin, malalakihang lugar, kayo po into a small group. Meron din kaming small group. But whatever means and however God calls us, we exalt the Lord, we edify one another, and we do it to evangelize people. So sana po, maging goal natin ito na we find Crossroad as our home, mm-hmm. because marami po, no, sabi nga sa isang quotation, in their futile search for a perfect church, a lot of people never get to pause and enjoy a good one. Wag po sana tayo ito na sa pag-edad natin, sa pagtakbo ng panahon, ay talagang hindi pa rin po tayo mapakali sa isang katawan. Kung hindi talaga po makita na natin, I belong to the Lord in the universal church. And I believe He called me here in Crossroad to become my local church where I consider this as my home so that I will be active and enjoy being one with the Lord, being one with God, being one with the Spirit, and sabi doon, be a blessing. Enjoy the life and the ministry God has given us. May your heart really, no, find a home.
Yes. Oh. So to summarize everything, no, what the church is not and what the church is, no, it's not a building, it's a body. It's not tradition, it's association. It's not self-help program. It's an organization. In fact, a living organism. It's not an entertainment center. It's a house of prayer. And not a hospital or hotel, but a home.
And so, Crossroad Church, welcome to your home. May you find a home here. We have a song for you. Pastor Al will sing for you. Alam niyo yung song na Give Your Heart a Home. Ayan.
Hindi ko alam yan eh.
Parang... Babasahin ko yung stanza. Pastor Al will sing the chorus. Sabi sa first stanza, Give Your Heart a Home. Parang it seems that Jesus is speaking to us today. Kapag ka po nakakita kayo ng isang phrase na para sa inyo, can you type it sa comment box? Ayan. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya dito, I hear your hollow laughter, your sighs of secret pain, pretending and inventing just to hide your shame. Plastic smiles and faces, blinking back the tears. Empty friends and places, all magnify your fears.
Oh.
Pastor Al will sing the chorus.
Parang ganito yan eh. If you're tired and weary, weak and heavy laden, I can understand how it feels to be alone. I will take your burden if you let me love you, wrap my arms around you, give your heart a home.
Ooh, wala ba kayong mga kamay? Ah, sige. Sa second stanza, ako naman nakakanta. Hindi.
Sige.
Joke. Sige. Second stanza, let's go. It hurts to watch you struggle and try so hard to win. But trade your precious birthright for candy-coated sin. Wasting priceless moments, restless and confused. Building up defenses for fear that you'll be used.
Pasahin na lang natin. If you're tired and weary, weak and heavy laden, I can understand how it feels to be alone. I will take your burden if you let me love you. Wrap my arms around you. Give your heart a home.
Yes. And the last stanza, Jesus is saying to us, take my yoke upon you and walk here by my side. Let me heal your heartaches and dry the tears you've cried. Never will I leave you.
Never turn away.
Never turn away. Keep you through the darkness. Lead you through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we sing.
If you're tired and weary, we can heavy laden. I can understand how it feels to be alone. I will take your burden. If you let me love you, wrap my arms around you. Give your heart a home.
Wrap my arms around you. Give your heart a home. Yan! Hanggang huli lang ako.
Napakanta rin kita.
So,
praise God.
Thank you. Patugtugin niyo po yan. We cannot play the music kasi baka tayo mag-copyright.
It's a beautiful song.
Yes. The Lord gave us this song in this season of our lives, in this journey that, talaga pong heavy ang ating dinadaanan. But we praise God. We can trade our heaviness to Him because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So let us give our hearts aho.
Yes.
Amen. So to God be the glory with all our lessons for tonight. And may you find Crossroad, your home.
Yes. Oh. And another, siguro, one thing. Consider Crossroad as your home. Kung dito po kayo pinanganak at dito kayo dinala ng Panginoon, let's grow together and let's love the Lord together. Kung dumating naman ng punto ng buhay ninyo na parang you're no longer growing in the church and you feel like you want to find another pasture, wala namang problema yun sa amin, no? Just let us know, kasi may mga seasons talaga na maaaring kami gamitin ng Panginoon for your spiritual growth. And then another season naman ng buhay ninyo, baka hindi na kami yung gagamitin ng Lord. Maybe the Lord will be using another person, another mentor, another pastor for your life. No, just ask us, no, and we will release you with blessing. And just close the door gently. No? Oh, para wag naman, kumbaga pag nagkasalubong pa rin tayo, we can greet one another and be friends pa rin. No? Kasi meron talaga mga realities of life na sometimes, no, maybe the Lord is calling you elsewhere, no. Anyway, but we take it as a privilege and an honor, no, to serve you, no. Bilang mga pastors po ninyo, it's our joy to serve you, and we love Crossroad. We love every one of you, mga kapatid, na kasama po natin dito sa simbahan na ito, sa iglesia ng Panginoon na pinagkatiwala sa atin. And hope we can really grow together for life, you know, until we see Jesus face to face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. So we praise God for the lesson tonight. Mga kapatid, kung meron tayong bad thoughts or negative inclination or yun nga, hindi tamang pananaw tungkol sa church, atin po itong isurrender sa Panginoon, atin po itong ipaalis sa Kanya. And today, with a gentle heart, with a contrite spirit, with a heart that is submissive and surrender, sabihin natin sa Panginoon, Lord, tonight, allow me, O God, to have a new thought, a vibrant spirit of what really a church is. At lakaran ko ito.
Mm-hmm.
Again, ang dulo ng lahat ng ito, why are we here in this church? So that we can be one in the Spirit, one with Jesus, one with God the Father. And being one with Him is to do His will in different ways, in however God has called us to, may He find us really faithful in becoming part of this church. So, siguro po before we pray for our prayer request na isi-send nyo po in a while, Pastor Al will pray for every one of us na i-purify ng Lord ang ating mga puso as we grow and stay in this church, maturing and multiplying Christ-likeness in us.
Amen. Oo. And continue to pray also for your pastors sa amin po. But, hindi naman kami din perfect. And we need your prayers. We need your kumbaga partnership, no, in the ministry, because we cannot do this alone. The ministry alone, it's really heavy. It's really not easy, no. But with you on our side, no, we can really work together, mga kapatid. Thank you po sa inyong partnership in the ministry. Let's pray together. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa gabi na ito, and thank you for clearing up all our misconceptions about the church. And tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na magkaroon ng tamang pananaw at tamang damdamin patungkol sa church. Ano man ang aming karanasan dati, ay aming isinasantipito, at excited kami, Panginoon, na lumakad kasama ng mga kapatid, ng aming mga kamanggagawa, ng aming mga pastor, mentor, leaders, upang tunguhin ang layunin mo para po sa amin. Upang kami ay maging tunay na ilaw at asin ng sanlibutan sa church. Lord, hindi lang kami maging tahanan para sa aming sarili, kundi maging tahanan ang crossroad sa maraming mga tao na walang direksyon ng buhay, mga orphans, homeless, walang kapayapaan, mga na silo ng kasalanan. So, ang crossroad, Lord, ay maging totoong tahanan para sa mga bigo, para sa mga sugatan, para sa mga nahihirapan sa buhay, para sa mga dukha. Maging tahanan talaga ang crossroad sa mga nangangailangan. Ito pong aming dalangin, Panginoon. At para mangyari ito, kailangan pong magkatulong-tulungan kami, magkakapatid. Magkaunawaan, magpatawaran, upang ma-fulfill namin yung purpose namin bilang tahanan sa community. Purihin ka, Panginoon, at pagpalain mong bawat isa na kasama namin ngayon, na kami ay maging tahanan para sa marami. Purihin ka, Panginoon. We give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And amen. So, we hope that you are being blessed and you continue to exalt the Lord as we keep on learning and being edified. At gamitin natin to ngayong October, maraming ma-evangelize, maraming ma-win as we talk about the church. So, we have understood already that the church is the bride of Christ, the warrior. And also right now we see that the church is a home, mm-hmm, for every one of us. Mm-hmm. So baka po may prayer request po kayo, pwede po kayo mag-QN ng inyo pong mga prayer request. Isama po natin patuloy ang atin pong preparation ng church anniversary, ang atin pong conference on October 22 and 23. So save the dates. October 22 and 23 is our IDMC Crossworld Conference Discipleship 101. And then on the 24th, meron po tayong morning worship at meron po tayong afternoon celebration. At last Saturday, ay sinimula na po ang First Dawn Watch, no, via Zoom. And 50 people joined the Dawn Watch. Ganun pala yung feeling ng maagang gumising. Ay, hindi pa pala natutulog. Tapos diretso prayer. Yun. So, salamat sa kalakasan ng Panginoon. So, join us this coming Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. lamang po. So, we will be sending out the Zoom link. And tomorrow, paanyaya po ni Pastor Al together with the family na if you want to join the necrological service para po kay Nanay Loleng, abatan nyo lamang po sa ating FB Live via Nanay Loleng. At nandun po, maka journey po tayo na sa Termulo Clan in this season of their life. So, wala po bang prayer request? Ayan. So, papuri sa Panginoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Pwede na tayo mag-close prayer.
Sige po. Maraming salamat sa pagsama niyo po sa amin, and we will close now in prayer.
And ikaw na pag-close the prayer, Mama.
Sige po. Let us all together give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name. Salamat po sa lahat na natutunan namin ngayong gabi patungkol sa church. May you give us, Lord, the sense of awe and wonder as we take part in the church. Lord, being equipped by your word, established by your love, exalting you in every way, Lord, in every day, and talaga pong hahayo kami to share you to every person you bring into our lives. Make Crossroad Church a home, really, Lord, where we can really see you as our Father and walk with you according to your will. Panginoon, wala po kami nakita mga prayer requests so far in the comment box, but every one of us here, Lord, meron kami mga silent cries, meron po kaming mga unspoken requests, Lord, and you know us all. I pray for healing, Lord. Mm-hmm. I pray for deliverance sa akin po mga kapatid na mayroon po mga karamdaman. O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we appropriate your blood, declaring that by your wounds we are healed. Lord, we are also praying for those who are seeking breakthroughs in their businesses. Lord, we pray na talagang ikaw po ang mag-open ng doors for them, and that you will give them wisdom, Lord, so that our people, your people, Lord God, will be protected against the devil, against the evil schemes, Lord. Make us prosperous, Lord, not only with the material things, but most especially, Lord, with the supernatural things, Lord, you have called us to be and to do. Bless the church as we prepare, O God, for the anniversary. Bless everyone participating. Bless everyone helping. Bless everyone giving, Lord. Ano man ang pagkatawag mo sa amin ngayon, ito'y bubuo, Panginoon, para sa isang katawan na talagang hahayo at dadalhin ang kalwalhatian mo lamang. Marami pong salamat, and bless Pastor Al together with the siblings and everyone in the family, that your joy will surround them and your comfort and strength will follow them through, Lord, hanggang sa talaga po magkaroon ng lakas muli na sila ay makapaglingkod sa iyo as one family. Lord, we thank you. We receive your ministry to us tonight. This our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you for keeping us company, and thank you for joining with us every Wednesday. No. Thank you po. Maraming salamat sa inyo. God bless you all.
To God be the glory po.